I have a message that, you know, each one of us, our message we feel like is important or we wouldn't get up and give it. But I want what I have today to be a challenge to us each one. If I could put a title to this message, it would be two words: lessons learned. Over the past year, Cheryl and I have been taking a class. She graduated. I still have the class to continue. Some folks would call the name of the school the School of Hard Knocks. But what I call it is Trust Academy. Learning to trust God. Psalm number 219, I believe that person went to Trust Academy, learning to trust God. It said, I am learning of my Savior precious lessons every hour, how the soul that He has ransomed may be kept by mighty power. It says, I'm learning how to trust Him with my life and for all things. This is more than just my health. This is everything about my life. Folks, we'll all be in Trust Academy the rest of our lives also, if we will submit ourselves to Him. It says, I'm learning how to trust Him with my life and for all things. Job, I believe, went to the Trust Academy. He was able in the first chapter, when his things were taken, I'm learning how to trust Him with my life and for all things. In the first chapter of Job, when it was somebody that stole his things, and he knew the names of who it was. You know what? Sometimes those things get us down. I know the name of the person that has wronged me. I believe Job had been taking some lessons from the Trust Academy. He said, the Lord gave it, and the Lord took it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then in the next chapter, it moved on a little farther, and it reached, what does it say? Learning how to trust Him with my life and for all things. The next chapter, it came down to his life, his health. Remember what he told his wife? When she told him, you ought to just curse God and die, he said, you're speaking like a foolish woman. Are we going to receive the good things at the hand of the Lord and not be willing to receive the other things? It's been a challenge to me. There is another person that I believe went to the academy. They wrote, there are songs that have been written that tell me there are people that have learned to trust in God. And it was not so much that those songs were written in good times, but what's valuable is when the songs can be written in hard times. This song, 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus and to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise and to know, thus saith the Lord. Another verse that I am so glad I learned to trust Thee. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that Thou art with me. You will be with me until the end. It says, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him. How I have proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust Him more. I used to think that was a Fanny Crosby song. She had enough difficulties in her life, she could have written it. But I found out recently when I read about it, it wasn't Fanny Crosby. It was a lady named Louisa Stead. Says she is married. She had a daughter, 4 years old. She and her husband and her daughter went to Long Island Sound in New York. When they heard this frantic cry of a boy out in the water drowning, and the husband jumped in to save him, and both of them drowned while she's watching. And it said this song came to her. You know, the songs of trust in God that can come in the middle of adversity are very valuable to us. There's other songs. I'm learning to lean, learning to lean, learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I'd ever dreamed when I'm learning to lean on Jesus. There's still another song for me. It is song number 225. Tell what he's done for you. It says, if you have a friend whose wondrous grace lights up with joy the darkest place, who to the end will still prove true, tell what the Lord has done for you. Oh, tell what he's done for you of his love so strong and true. Tell what he's done for you. Others may need him too. Is that song only for salvation? I don't believe so. I believe it also can include many other things in our life when God helps us to learn to trust him through some adverse times that we be able to say, let me tell you about it. And that's what I'd like to do for you today. To me, there is an urgency in the church for this message to go out. Brother Marty last night preached a message where he said, the devil's lying to us. That's kind of a strong words right there. But I want to tell you, the devil wants to lie to us about trusting the Lord today. He wants to tell us it's scary to do it. If you do it, you may die. We need to go to the Trust Academy. What I would like to do today is to remind us. I was out in Pacoima last week. Brother Carl preached a message and he wrote it on the board. Are you going to die? You know, that kind of sounds like a silly question. But you know what? It's something we really need to think about. We all know it in our head. But if we're not careful, we will feel like I'm going to just live forever. What I want us to do today is to realize, as we're looking to trust the Lord, is to realize we each one have an appointment one day. No one is going to get out of here alive.
That's right.
We're all going to go out of here with something unless the Lord comes back again. So what I want to do is encourage you, go to the Trust Academy. Start building in small things in your life of trusting him. I'm learning how to trust him with my life and for all things. I think he wants us to learn to trust him in the small areas of my life first and start building on that. What I'd like to do is share with you Cheryl's journey. Because I was able to watch firsthand her having to go back to the Trust Academy. I need more to be able to take me through. I can look at what she had and said, cancer is a monster. It killed my wife. And I've told some of you this, but the next night after Cheryl died, the Lord woke me up. And sometimes he needs to give me simple things to be able to understand. So he said, the Christian shouldn't look at it that way. What I gave her was a vehicle to travel in, that if she would travel it faithfully, it would take her to heaven's gates. I saw it different then. He provided her a vehicle. And I'll tell you personally, I would like to go to heaven in a Cadillac. I would love to have no health problems, go to sleep one night, and the next morning I'm in heaven. Cushioned ride, climate control, no problems in my life. But you know, the verse says, had I the choosing of my pathway, in blindness I'd go astray. So I believe the Lord picked for Cheryl the vehicle for her to travel in. And in that vision, I saw her take it from the time he handed it to her and she realized what it was. and she drove it to heaven's gates. And I could see her getting out of it, leaving the keys in it, because nobody's going to steal that ride. Cancer's not what anyone wants. And met Jesus at the gates and went on in. You know what? This testimony that I have today is probably no different than the one that Sister Lori's family could give, Brother Dan's family could give, and so many others in the cloud of witnesses. But what I see is a fresh testimony myself of the grace that is available for us to be able to make heaven our home. Cheryl had this testimony, and I think it's really important for us. When we go to learn how to trust the Lord, there is something that I've got to see very, very valuable, and that is the value of heaven. If I don't have that to compare things with, I'm going to come up short. Cheryl got a vision of heaven. Her vision included the verse over in Revelation 21, said there will be no more death, there will be no more sorrow, there will be no more pain. Former things are going to pass away. Young and old today, let's get a hold of that vision. It's a place we haven't visited before. When I come to a place I'm wanting to travel to, she said she would get out brochures and take a look at them of the place where she's going to. She took a look at heaven, and that's where she wanted to go. Her dad, 9 months earlier, had passed, and she had a high regard and respect for him. You know, folks, if we'll get a vision of heaven out ahead, we can take on a lot of adversity coming into our life and be able to make it. When Jesus has the verse that says, I'm going to prepare a place for you, it becomes more valuable to us then. And then we have to start weighing out some things, because we have the verse that says, a man's life does not consist of the abundance of the things that he possesseth. And then it tells us of the story of the rich man tearing down his barns and building greater. You know, he had no vision of something more valuable than that. And I say, Lord, help me. I want to be very careful while I'm traveling through this life that heaven holds all to me. Going to Trust Academy helps me to learn how to balance my life. It helps me to know where Colossians 3:1 says, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on things of the earth. The more that I do that, the song that says, since my treasure is on yonder shore, I must gain it. Does that mean that we are not to enjoy life while it's here? Not at all. We should enjoy to the fullest the things that God allows us to have, but always remembering, compared to this, heaven holds all to me. It's going to help us in decisions that we have. It's going to help us in things that we consider valuable in our life and whether I can let them go easily or not. It says there were some folks that confessed they were strangers and pilgrims. They were seeking a country. It said if they had been mindful, they could have come back to the country that they were out of. You know what that means for us today? They could have said, I'm going to do everything in my power to stay here. I want to be able to live where I can put that in the trust category for God to take it as He wants. It's important for me to hold loosely the temporal things, willing to release them at the time that God would want to call for me. Cheryl had an expectation of what heaven was going to be like. I think it's real important for all of us. I can remember the day when Cheryl went in and had the test done to confirm. And they said, you do have cancer, and it's already spread. Better be able to go to Trust Academy again, because I'm going to need some more help now. Because you know what both of us did? We feared. You can just think out in the future, here's where it's going to progress to, here's what it's going to be. And I come to realize as I go to Trust Academy, fear is like temptations. You can't stop it from coming, but what you do with it is very valuable. I look at the children of Israel. There were times when they heard that the enemy's coming, and they feared, and they wanted to hire the Egyptians to come and bail them out. I love the story in 2 Chronicles 20, where Jehoshaphat heard there's a huge multitude coming against him. I love it that it tells how he felt. He was a human. Said he feared. But it's what he did with his fear. And today, folks, I want to tell you, what we do with our fear could determine heaven out ahead. He feared. And then it said he set himself to seek the Lord. He made a decision when he had the fear, knowing here's what's coming. Am I going to make a quick call to the Egyptians? Can you get here before they get here? Or am I going to put my hand in the Lord's and say, lead me? It says he feared. He set himself to seek the Lord. And he prayed a prayer telling God how great God was. God already knew how great he was, but he's telling him, Lord, I see you to be this. He did not tell God, here's how you are to do your business. He said, we're here standing before you. We don't know what to do, but we're waiting on you. It is real hard to build trust when the storm is on. I lived in Louisiana when they could predict a hurricane 3 or 4 days ahead. If it continues to follow this course, it'll make land in this place at this time. Yeah. You had time to run by plywood and put it on your windows if you believed it. But you know, there was a time when the storm hit when you just hoped to survive. There's no building going on at that time. What I want to encourage us with is that now when life is going good for all of us, that we build a relationship. A relationship so strong that when the storm hits, we're able to do what Jehoshaphat did. He feared, but he set himself to seek the Lord, and he said, here we are, Lord, we're standing before you. Cheryl's relationship carried her through the storm because it was built on something more than church rules. We're going to have something down inside, because you know what? If it gets bad enough and I only have it about what people think about me, there's a time when I'm going to toss it. I'm going to go for whatever help I can get. But here's her verse in Psalms 56:3. Because every one of us can have things happen in our life that bring fear. It says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Have you read the book Hinds Feet on High Places? I had read it years ago, and I just kind of thought it's talking about kind of like Christian and Pilgrim's Progress, a message about traveling from here to heaven. It's not at all about that. It's about the fears that can come to us in our life of things that are out ahead. And it told about this little girl, much afraid. Her desire was to go to the high places, and the shepherd said, you can do it. I'll take you there. She made her decision. I want to go. She could see where she should be going. He said, I'm going to even provide you companions to be able to take you there. She saw the companions, and she asked their name. He said, their name is Sorrow and Suffering. This will be what gets you to the high places. You know, there were several places where she had to consecrate. Okay, I will trust you and follow. She came to a place where they're kind of heading toward the mountain, but then they turn, and they go toward the desert. And she said, this is the wrong way. You know how often in my life I can say, Lord, this is headed the wrong direction. This is where we want to go. But in that, another consecration came, and she was willing to go to the desert. In that desert, she came to these huts. There's no water around, hardly. But there's a tank outside that's got water. It's got a little pipe going into the huts, and it has a tiny little hole in the pipe. It's dripping water on the desert floor. There's no living plant around there, except where that water has dripped on the desert floor and it's wet, and there was a beautiful flower. And the name of the flower was Acceptance with Joy. What I'm talking about is 2024 and me trusting God, putting my hand in His, and at what time I'm afraid, what am I going to do? I'm going to seek the Lord. There is another lesson that we get when we learn about trust. It's in Psalms 115:1. Not unto us, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory. There was an example, and I'd like to look at it, in John 12. Jesus left us a lot of examples, but here's one of them. John 12:27, this is Jesus speaking. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. Before this cause came I into this hour. You know how often that would be my prayer. What am I going to say? Father, I want you to save me from this hour, this trouble that I'm going through, and I'd like deliverance from it. He's saying he recognized what I can't. He recognized it was for this hour that he came into the world. So here's what he prayed. Father, glorify your name. And an answer came. I have glorified it. In all the sufferings that Jesus had gone through, all of the people that misunderstood him, all the people that said he had a devil, God's name was still glorified. And he said, I will glorify it again. What was that going to be? The death on the cross. And Jesus submitted to it. I can remember Cheryl had another consecration to make. Because you know what we want? It says, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Our request, our desire always is, Lord, I'd love healing. That's what I want. You are well able to do it. To come to a place where she consecrates, Lord, whether it's hospice or healing, it's yours. I want to tell you, there's a place where Jesus said, I've got a peace that I want to give you. It's not like the world can give you. This is the source of that peace. When I submit myself, whatever God's will is, I put myself into His hands. And Cheryl did that. There is the verse that tells us in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. 2024, we have a lot of understanding, a lot of my own thoughts about how things should be. And the Lord all the time is saying, trust me in those areas. We have a song that says, God's way is best. Heart, cease thy struggling to see and know and understand. Forsake thy fears and doubts, but trusting, submit thyself into His hands. And it says again in another verse, He leadeth truth. I will not question. What I'm going to do is I'm going to trust Him for the things that He puts into my life. On March the 11th, hospice came out to visit Cheryl to see if she would qualify for that. You know, to get on hospice, they got to expect you're going to live only a short amount of time. They talked to her, visited with her, and her health was seemed to be good. She was able to walk around. And they said, I'm sorry, I don't think you qualify. But I would like to see the cancer. When they saw it, they signed her up. They said, we're putting you on today. You know, Cheryl had some consecrations that she had to make. I don't want this to be about Cheryl. I want it to be about us and how to have victory in our life that takes us all the way to the grave with victory. Cheryl had to make some consecrations to go on to hospice, and my brother Ron brought over Aunt Nelda's buggy, her little red buggy that she's even used out here before, thinking it would help. And Cheryl took a look at it and said, "Dan, I don't want to see that thing. Put it up." She wasn't ready for it. But you know, the day came when that little handicapped scooter was a blessing to her, and she had consecrated to it. You know, we sing a song, I like the tune of it. Life is easy when you're up on the mountain, and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change and you're down in the valley. But what does it say? Don't lose faith, because you're never alone. The God of the mountains, He's still God in the valleys. There came another place of consecration, and all of us may have to come to that one day. I used to read about Abraham when God told him, "I want you to sacrifice your son, your only son." And the next morning, Abraham got up and he went. Looked so easy, but now I wonder what happened in the night before as Abraham submitted to God's will. You know, Cheryl was not attached to temporal things. Her attachment was not to our home or her car or temporal things. It was family. Her children, her grandchildren were so valuable to her. To continue her walk with the Lord, she's going to have to make another consecration like Abraham did. "Lord, I give all these to you." And peace came from that, like Jesus said it would. Each time it progresses down. At April 2nd, she's unable to walk now. The scooter is a blessing. But a little while later, she said, "You know, I have a wish." You know, we have these last wishes that people have. "I have a wish. I wish I could go to Evan's graduation." No way it can happen. She can't walk. No way for it to happen. But you know what? Her sister Pam said, "I believe there is a way. I'll have a plane come to Guthrie, and they have handicap service." I thought, now I wonder how you do that. Well, I found out. Pulled up to the airport, and there's the Guthrie Fire Department with a stair climber. They said, "We can put you in the plane. We will have Springfield Fire Department meet you in Ohio to take her out of the plane." She was granted her wish. But I noticed in that week her health went down faster. And I thought, well, when we get back home, you know, my hopes are always. There were some places where I saw God answer prayer to where I said, "Lord, you could keep this thing headed just a little bit more and she'll be back on her feet and going again." But you know what we got to do? We have got to keep it in the trust category. When I start coming to a place where I'm trying to make God do it, one thing is going to happen. I'm going to lose my peace from it. How Cheryl maintained her peace was by saying, "Lord, it's in your hands. Here's what I would like to have happen." After we got home, her health had declined enough that I told him at work, I said, I've been there 34 years, but I told him, I said, "I've got another job I need to take care of." And they said, "Take as long as you need." That was a blessing to me. I shut it down and could focus on just being there to help her out. July the 9th, she has another consecration to make. She now goes to the hospital bed not to come out again. Not to be able to turn over in the bed on her own. Now this may to you sound kind of dismal. I saw God walk with her. And what I want to tell you is no matter what happens, He will care for you also. Put your hand in God's hands and He will walk with you. You know, I was not able to attend the Monarch meeting, but I heard the testimony of Sister Brenda. You know, everyone does not have to die. That's in God's hands. And I loved her testimony, and I have seen her witness of what God did for her. Brought her out to where she's well now. God can do it. You know, we can come to Him and tell Him, Lord, this is my request. This is what I would like to have happen for me too. But watch real careful what happens to me should it go the other way. Am I able to put it in God's hand? There was a choice that Cheryl had to make. And if you go into these kind of places, you'll have to make it also. There's a little verse that says, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. You know where Psalm 73 came from? Truly God is good to Israel. But as for me, my feet almost slipped. That is a danger for every one of us that say, Lord, I've been living for you so faithfully, and it seems like the wicked are prospering all around me. What did he say? Until I went into the sanctuary, and then I understood, all these things started coming more clearly. So she had a choice. It'll either be a root of bitterness springs up and troubles her and possibly be defiled, or she can be like Mary, the mother of Jesus. That when the angel came to her, told her what her future would be, she said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Cheryl made a choice. This song describes it. Yes, dear Lord, I will be still. I will trust thee ever. I'll submit to all thy will. That's an easy song to sing when I'm healthy. I'll submit to all thy will, cling to thee forever. Lord, thou knowest what is best. Confident. You know that verse that says, cast not away therefore your confidence, because it has a great recompense of reward. This is where we want to hang on to our confidence. Confident in this I'll rest, till I dwell with all the blessed and with thee in heaven. There's another song that I saw. It says, the holy hills of heaven call me to mansions bright across the sea, where loved ones wait and crowns are given, and the hills of home keep calling me. It says, this house of flesh is but a prison. You know, if we could just realize that. This is just holding my soul, which is one day going to take its flight from here, somewhere, one of two places. Cheryl recognized herself and she said it. She said, I have asked God through my life, send whatever it takes for me to make heaven. She said, I will accept that this is what it takes. It says, this house of flesh is just a prison. Bars of bone hold my soul. But the doors of clay are going to burst wide open when the angels set my spirit free. I'll take my flight like the mighty eagle. Do you have a picture of heaven today? When this life is finished, whatever it is, however soon it may be. At Cheryl's funeral, Brother Dan Gillenbeck and Sister Lori Cole were there. I don't believe either one of them realized in 3 weeks we'll also be there. Today I don't want it to be a dismal thought, but I want us to remember we have an appointment ourselves. And it is important for us to walk daily realizing that's that appointment. When things come into my life that I would rather not have happen, I can come to the Lord. He says, with thanksgiving let your requests be made known. I can tell the Lord exactly how I would like for it to be. But I need to end it with the same request he made of his Father. If it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. This Trust Academy helps me to realize that as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are his ways higher than my ways. His thoughts are higher than my thoughts. Jeremiah 29:11 said, I know the thoughts that I'm thinking toward you. They're thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. If God told you that today, what would you expect your tomorrows to be? sunshine. He's thinking thoughts of peace to me. If you read Jeremiah 29, he has just told them, you're going to be in captivity for 70 years, and I'm thinking thoughts of peace toward you. His ways are higher than my ways. His thoughts are higher than my thoughts. Paul said when he was in prison, did he say, I'm here because of the Romans? He said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you. Cheryl was in a prison. A hospital bed with the sides pulled up. She can't even turn over. She going to accept it or become bitter? I want to tell you, the devil knows when the time is running short and when he needs to really pour it on. I am so thankful to report to you today, one more made heaven their home. And I believe if I'd sit down and Brother Ronald Cole would get up and tell his story, or Sister Angela could tell their story, it would end the same way. But I want to tell you, the devil is not happy to let it end that way. We sing a song, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All that I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Now we can say, well, no, there's some other things I need. God knows the things that I need when heaven is what's out ahead for me. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. It says he will give us strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. He has done that, and I'm thankful for it. Cheryl was not the first to go through this. Hebrews 12 and 1 says there's a great cloud of witnesses. Every one of you in your mind right now can look back to faithful people who put their hand in the Lord's and said, Lord, walk with me today and tomorrow. What you put in my path, I'm going to do like Job. I know it was the Sabaeans that took these things, but Lord, I'm going to narrow it down to say you allowed it to happen. What did he say? I didn't come into this world with anything, and I won't leave without anything. The Lord gave it. The Lord took it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Cheryl had an example that was lived before her. Some years before that, she visited Sister Rose Sammons, who was dying with cancer also. And as she talked to Sister Rose Sammons, she saw this happiness. Well, how can you be happy when you have this happening to you and death is out ahead? Sister Rose told her, said, you know what? You won't have grace for this until you need it. But when you need it, grace is available for you no matter what happens. For all of us here today, we're guaranteed one thing. We're not going to live here forever. We're going to each one leave out of here with something. And what I want to do is when that something comes to me, I want to have built a trust in God from little things on up. I don't wait till the storm comes. We could not wait for the storm to come of cancer and then say, I think I would like to trust the Lord. We had to build a relationship before to where God was right there. We knew that he cared for her and he would walk with her through it. It says, we don't sorrow as those which have no hope. I want to tell you, hope is a wonderful thing. For us to be able to realize, you know what, at the end of a Christian's life is just the beginning. You know that song, I think maybe we sung it today, number 470. Their light and life without an end. Into eternity, they're just going to blend. I'm living for the Lord here, and that is not a... Song 409 talked about the crashing of ages. You know, some people, their lives is like that. It's just a crash. Here I'm now. I was living my own life. Now I'm in eternity. I believe God wants us to be trusting him to the point that it's just a blending if he chooses to take me home. The Lord is in control of all things. She's been in the hospital bed for 3 weeks, wondering what the future holds. When do I get to go to heaven? And the hospice nurse came out on a Wednesday afternoon, checked her vitals, said, you could be here for a long time. Things are looking good other than this. Well, it didn't make Cheryl real happy about that, but She consecrated again. 3 o'clock. The next morning, God saw, you've been faithful through your test. A little over 12 hours later, she was in heaven. My life and breath are in thy hands. My joys and all I know. We all live and breathe at his command. Sinners do too. But I get to say then, will I leave thee? No. Had hospice come back the next evening. Said, something's changing with her. Can you talk to us? What's happening here? They said, her vitals have shut down. She'll be gone soon. Yeah, I'm sad, but I want to tell you, I got right to the gates of heaven. I was there to watch as she breathed her last. And I want to tell you, we put those things in God's hands also. If he wants me to die with a struggle, what did Job say? Though he slay me, I'm going to trust him. But God was just merciful to Cheryl. Her breathing just got lighter and lighter and lighter. And she stepped out of here into heaven. In my mind, I am so thankful that I got to walk her to the gates of heaven and then release her to Jesus and her dad. Folks, we're going to need to get a vision of heaven. We're going to need to hold it in front of us. And I want to tell you, there's a lot of people have a vision of heaven. All I need to do is believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, live how I want to, and the funeral will say he made heaven his home. I hope they do. But there are some instructions in the Bible for me. One of those instructions is trust in the Lord with all thine heart. I want to encourage each one of you here. Build a relationship. There's nothing more valuable than a relationship between you and God. One that you can have confidence when this thing happens and it's negative, he's in control of it, and there's something that's happening in it for me. Life will end in joyful singing. I have fought a faithful fight. Then we'll lay our armor down and our soul will break the cable here and take its happy flight to possess a starry crown. You know that verse that says, let me die the death of the righteous and let my last end be like his. If my last end is can be stepping from here into eternity with a peace and a calmness that all is clear between me and God, that is going to be so valuable. 9 days before she died was our 47th anniversary. You know, I had made a vow 47 years ago. It was so easy to make when I was feeling well and she was healthy. In sickness and in health, till death do us part. You know what is a comfort to me? I was able to fulfill that vow. May each one of us here realize the value of being ready. We're going to be in a cloud of witnesses one way or another. A testimony to others of what to do or what not to do. I am so thankful for the witnesses, not just Cheryl's. I just want to share that with you. And to me, it is, in the time that we're living in, it's valuable. People that will put their hand in God's and say, heaven's out ahead. This is my goal. I want to make it. For each one here today, I encourage you. While the storm has not come into your life, put your hand in God's. Walk close to him. Where we're able to do it is in small things in our life. Things that I could probably do on my own. But I ask him, Lord, would you help me with this? And he does, and I come back to him with thanksgiving, and it starts building something in my life. Then when the storm comes, I have a record of what he has done for me. I desire your prayers. I want to be faithful. I am thankful for a cloud of witnesses that has gone before me. Faithful people that are cheering us on. You can make it. I desire your prayers.